It's The Takeaway. I'm Janae Pierre, filling in for Melissa Harris-Perry.
And the Oscar goes to Halle Berry in Monsters Ball.
In the entire history of the Oscars, the only black woman that has ever won lead actress has been Halle Berry in 2002, 21 years ago.
This moment, so much bigger than me. This moment is for Dorothy Dandridge, Lena Horne, Diane Carroll, Jada Pinkett, Angela Bassett, Vivica Fox, and it's for every nameless, faceless woman of color that now has a chance because this door tonight has been opened.
And on Tuesday morning, when the Oscar nominations were announced, it felt like whiplash back to the 2016 Oscars.
Well, I'm here at the Academy Awards, otherwise known as the White People's Choice Awards. You realize if they nominated host, I wouldn't even get this job. So y'all be watching Neil Patrick Harris right now.
And according to Robert Daniels, film critic, who just wrote, it's not just the Oscars that fail black women, it's the entire awards ecosystem for the LA Times, the disappointment might just keep coming. Robert Daniels is here with us now. Hey, Robert.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing all right. So this isn't the first time the Oscars have been criticized for their lack of gender and racial diversity. So tell me, was this year in hashtag Oscars So White, part 2, 3, or 33?
Well, what I would say is that Oscars So White, of course, when it was used by April Rain back in 2015, wasn't just encompassing black performers, black folks, like take Michelle Yeoh this year, who became the first Asian actress to be nominated for Best Actress ever in the Academy's history. So I mean, there were gains, I think. You know, Asian actors did well, and Latinx actors and directors have done well recently. But of course, we've still seen a lagging support for black folks. It usually comes in the below-the-line categories. It usually comes in supporting actor or actress. It rarely comes in lead actor or lead actress. Of course, there was Will Smith last year in the infamous Slap.
Of course.
But I think what was missing was that I think Will Smith was only the fifth black actor that has ever won ever won Best Actor in the history of the Academy. And of course, as the clip stated, only one black actress has ever won Best Actress, and no black director has ever won Best Director. No black woman's ever been nominated for Best Director, and only one film directed by a black woman has been nominated for Best Picture, and that was Selma by Ava DuVernay.
Robert, who is the Academy of Arts and Sciences, and how do they pick the Oscar winners?
Yeah, so the Academy is about 10,000 members or so, almost 10,000 members, and basically it's made up of former winners, former nominees. They can be from varying disciplines, whether the directors, actors, cinematographers, editors. They can also be people who are part of the industry, such as agents, or some of them are publicists. And so it kind of runs the gamut. It's basically anyone who has some type of expertise in the film industry or slash entertainment industry. And part of that is also because of back in 2015, the Oscars was looking to expand how many people could be in the Academy, particularly people of color. And they decided that to up some of the invites from different disciplines in order to expand those numbers. And so, yeah, so each branch votes on their nominees, and then the entire Academy votes on all the nominees, which should be coming up soon.
I want to talk about a commentary you wrote for the LA Times titled, "It's not just the Oscars that fail black women, it's the entire awards ecosystem." What's that ecosystem you're referring to there?
Well, the ecosystem is essentially, you know, how nominations happen. I think it's a lot deeper than people think. Mostly it's a pay for play. I mean, quite honestly, there are certain things, one, you know, that you have to do in order to do an Academy event, right? You have to, in order to invite Academy members, you have to spend such and such, you have to do such and such dinner. Usually you'll want to have a celebrity, you know, who's kind of sponsoring it. So they bring their friends, and from there, you know, they watch the movie or talk about the movie. And so it's a lot of campaigning. It's a lot more campaigning than I think people are aware of. It's almost as much, you do as much campaigning for an Oscar as any politician does for a political office. And then, you know, there are different levels to the ecosystem, right? You have the critics groups who aren't Oscar voters, however, can play somewhat of a role, somewhat enact some influence upon the proceedings. And then you have the televised award shows. You have SAG, you have Golden Globe, BAFTAs, that you also have Critics' Choice Awards, and even AFCA. They all act as the what we call the precursors. Mm-hmm. And those can tell you or help you read the tea leaves for who's going to get nominated ultimately.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more on the Oscars right after this.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.
All right, we're back with film critic Robert Daniels, and we're talking about the Academy Award nominations and who might be missing. Angela Bassett did get nominated for supporting actress for Black Panther: Wakanda Forever, but many Black actors didn't make the final nominations list. Talk to me about those films and those actors.
Yeah, I mean, Angela Bassett, of course, made it for Wakanda Forever, which was a supporting role. It's her second nomination. She was last nominated for What's Love Got to Do with It. And mostly the actors that didn't make it, Black actors that didn't make it, were in the lead category. You had Viola Davis in The Woman King, directed by Jeannie Prince Bythewood. And then you also had Daniel Deadwyler in Till, which was a biopic about the murder of Emmett Till, and really actually how that murder inspired not just the movement, but also inspired his mother to become a civil rights activist. And so both those performances were lauded by critics, but neither of those movies showed up on many critics' top 10 lists, unfortunately. And those actresses did show up in a lot of precursors, so many awards pundits thought that they were basically locks to get in. So it was a very big shock when they did not get in, when neither of them got in. Sometimes, you know, one might miss, but for both to miss in critically lauded movies was shocking.
Yeah. Robert Daniels, film critic, thanks so much for talking with us today.
Thank you for having me.